This is Issues 2023. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Humankind Ministries, Greer Cowley. Welcome to Issues 2023, Greer.
Thank you for having me.
Your title is Director, Strategic Partnerships and Donor Relations. Have I got that right?
Yeah, it's a long one, but yeah. A good one.
What does that include? What do you do?
So I work at Humankind, where we serve people experiencing homelessness and poverty, and my role is to support the programs team. I oversee all of our fundraising, our events, community engagement, volunteerism, marketing, just trying to get the word out about what we're doing.
So you have a lot to do then.
You know, we all do.
How long have you been at Humankind, Greer?
I've been here about 4.5 years.
And what did you do before that?
I actually worked at Exploration Place, the science museum in town.
Great place there. Okay. Well, how? Tell us about Humankind. What is Humankind Ministries?
Humankind is the largest homeless service provider in the region. We operate programs aimed at serving people experiencing homelessness and those at risk of homelessness, and then people who are living in poverty. We know that there's over 60,000 Wichitans who are experiencing poverty or living in poverty in our community, and that's about 1 in 6 kiddos in our community and 1 in 7 adults. So we have programs to serve people kind of in that whole spectrum. We have a homeless street outreach team. We operate an emergency shelter for individuals, a family shelter, and a shelter for those with pets. And then we have a bunch of housing programs, too. We know that housing is what we view as the most important piece to keeping someone out of homelessness is to get them into housing. And that's sort of at the center of what we do. So we have 155 housing units that are for people who are either living in poverty or people who are literally homeless. And then we just finished Operation Holiday last week as well.
Okay, well, you've answered all my questions. What do we do now?
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
No, listen, now, I've been in radio now here in Wichita for over 50 years, and I realize that your organization, under different names, has been operating and working in Wichita since 1895. Is that correct?
1885, actually.
1885. Yeah. Oh, I missed by 10 years.
That's okay.
Wow. So what were the names of it, names of the organization before Humankind?
Oh, my gosh, you're going to put me on the spot here. I know that we were originally founded as the Wichita Ministerial Alliance.
Good enough.
We've been called the Wichita Council on Churches, and then most people would know us as Interfaith Ministries.
Right.
We had a name change in 2019 to better align with our programs and the people we're serving, but we love the name Humankind, and we love all of our history that's got us to this point.
That's the one I was familiar with, Interfaith Ministries, over the years. So, yeah. Hey, can you estimate how many lives Humankind touches in a typical year's time, Greer?
Yeah, so we are actually doing some of that right now. We're doing some wrap-up for the end of the year, and we are showing around 16,500 people or more have been served by Humankind this year.
And what geographic area does Humankind serve? Just the city of Wichita?
So we actually don't do any screening for where people are coming from. We know that homelessness affects everyone, and so we're not going to turn someone away if they're not from the city of Wichita proper.
Mm-hmm.
But all of our buildings, all of our programs and facilities are centered right here in Midtown Wichita. Sure. That's where we have our campus, and that's sort of where we focus our efforts. But we get people that come in from all different parts of the state that are looking for housing or resources.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a busy time for you. It has been over the holidays, and can you tell us about one of your signature events, Operation Holiday?
I would love to. So we just wrapped it up last week. It is probably my favorite event at Humankind, and just experienced my 5th Operation Holiday with the organization. We serve everything from non-perishable food. We had produce this year. We have bread. We have everyone gets a Dillon's gift card. We believe in dignity and respect, and we want people to have the opportunity to shop for themselves and not just receive a handout of items. But we want people to be able to buy whatever it is that they need at the holiday season. We give out pet food. We give out kids' coats. We give out gifts to people 0 to 17. So we partner with the Marines Toys for Tots program and are actually their largest distribution for the city of Wichita. We helped over 8,500 kiddos this year through this program and somewhere between 14,000 total individuals.
Now, at what point in the calendar year do you begin to accumulate all of those goods that you're talking about there?
Oh, man, it's a year-round process. So what's really great is we have an administrative office on North Market, and that's where we are kind of all located. That's where I'm at today talking with you. And we collect all of our donations year-round, whether that's items for our winter shelter, for our family shelter, if it's items for Operation Holiday. We start that basically January 1 and collect things year-round. We have a warehouse. It kind of moves around depending on what's available. This past year, it was at the old library next to Century 2, which was a fantastic location. And we are so grateful for the city of Wichita for letting us use that facility.
Mm. How many people or families do you think you helped this year? You say you're still totaling it up there.
So Operation Holiday, we served over 4,500 households, and then several hundred more households through our family shelter. And then, we also have low-income housing. And so that's just 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units for people who are just having a hard time finding affordable housing. There's a huge shortage of affordable housing in our community. And so that's sort of our way to try and mitigate that issue in our community. So I would say at least 500 families through our shelter programs and housing. And then, like I said, 4,500 more through Operation Holiday, plus our emergency shelter. Yeah. So we have a lot of programs going on.
Really? So how does one qualify for help from Operation Holiday?
Operation Holiday applications open in the month of November. All you have to do is go online to operationholiday.org. There'll be a little link in the month of November. You click to apply. Fill out a couple of questions. We do verify some income requirements and address, because the Operation Holiday is only serving people residing in Sedgwick County. And then from there, we select a time and a date for your pickup. We coordinate all of the stuff you're going to need and then disperse it all in the middle of December each year.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know public donations help pay the bills. Do local businesses help as well?
We are so grateful. The Wichita community really has rallied around our organization, and that's why we've been here as long as we have, right? We've been an organization serving Wichita for over 135 years, and we've only been able to do that because of the support and the generosity of businesses big and small. We just had Operation Holiday, and our presenting sponsor for that was Cargill, which is a big name in our community. Dillon's was also another big sponsor of that. We have some amazing church partners, Ridgepoint Church. I'll give them a shout out. They were an incredible sponsor of ours this year for Operation Holiday, and as well as individuals, people who can support us. Maybe they called into our telethon that we have, or they dropped off a donation at a Dillon's. We did an event at Dillon's in December. It really takes the entire community, not just during Operation Holiday, but year-round, to pay our bills,
Greer,
and to support the people we're serving.
Greer, do you get any grants or anything like that?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, really is just a layering effect, if you will. We take donations, like I said, from individuals, businesses, foundations, and trusts, and then, of course, grants as well. We do receive a small grant from the United Way of the Plains to help fund the inn, which is our year-round shelter. And then, of course, we get some other grants throughout the year as well. It really is just a whole bunch of layering of different funding sources to make it all work.
You mentioned earlier that Operation Holiday used Wichita's former Central Library building. And did that work well for your purposes?
Oh, we loved being in the library. I know they're working on a long-term solution right now for that space, but it was an incredible space. It had a lot of room, and I think it was centrally located, too, which is excellent for our clients.
Do you think you'll use it next year, or will it be available? I guess that's the question.
I don't know. If the people are listening that have that ability to make that decision, we would love to use the space again, but we're flexible, and we go wherever there's a space.
I was going to say, in the past, I remember there's large, big box buildings that are empty, things, places like that. You use a lot of facilities for Operation Holiday, haven't you?
We have, We have moved around. We most recently were at the Town East Mall out in the old Sears Auto Center for people who've been around Wichita a while. We've been at Town West. We've been at some different dealerships. Like I said, we're a nonprofit, so we just go wherever the space is.
Yeah, spread the love. Hey,
exactly.
And now that I've got a little bit better handle on your operation, how many people actually work? How many people work for Humankind? What is the size of your staff then?
So we actually fluctuate a little bit depending on the time of the year. So during our emergency winter shelter season, which is going on now through the end of March, we hire an additional about 30 staff to help us facilitate that program alone. And then we probably have another 35 or so staff that are working year-round.
And, you know, the other people that I've talked to who say, we can't find anybody to work, but it sounds to me like you've been able to fill your positions then, huh?
Well, we're always hiring, so if you're listening and you're looking to for a job, please reach out. We always have open positions, but I think what's really sets Humankind apart is our mission. We have really dedicated staff who are committed to serving those in need, and that kind of keeps us all going and keeps us all focused on the same end goal.
As people listening to the program today, they may want to know how to contact you, whether it's to make a donation or apply for something, or just to find out more. What's your webpage?
www.humankindwichita.org. There's ways to get involved. If you're needing assistance, either for a shelter or housing, you can find some resources there. You can obviously make a donation as well, but if you want to volunteer, there's tons of ways to get involved on our website.
You're listening to Issues 2023 on the Odyssey radio stations, and our guest is Humankind Ministries' Greer Cowley. Humankind's, as you said, a leader in working with Wichita's homeless. I've seen a couple of your programs, looked on the webpage. Tell us, if you will, about street outreach. What's that all about?
Humankind knows that we have to meet people where they are, and we mean that quite literally as well as figuratively. And so we have a team of case managers who go out and provide direct one-on-one care to people who are living in abandoned buildings, under bridges, places that really are not fit for human habitation. And we know that if we can meet people and build trust where they're at, they're more likely to come into shelter services with us and eventually find housing. So our team goes out daily. They provide food, water, basic needs, hygiene, clothing, you name it, to people who are quite literally living on the streets, to try and coach them and case manage them into shelter.
Now, you've been working with the city of Wichita, Sedgwick County, and others on that temporary homeless shelter project. Very high profile, a lot of news coverage. What were the challenges you faced in getting that put together, Greer?
We absolutely love the city of Wichita, and we're so grateful for their continued support of the people that really need our help the most, which is those that are experiencing homelessness in our community. We are only a few weeks into that building being open. It's located down at 21st Street between Grove and I-35. We're really committed to being a good neighbor, and so we've had excellent conversations with the other businesses and nonprofits in that area, as well as just the community as a whole. Our councilman down there, Brandon Johnson, has been an excellent ally and supporter of ours through that program. And we've already served over 300 individuals in the first couple of weeks we've been open. Obviously, there's always some kinks you have to work out when you open a new program, but overall, it's just been a really wonderful experience. We have tons of community partners who are in that space providing direct service. We're just trying to get people into housing and, make a big difference.
Well, you know, that so you're up and running, but you had to have a location, as I understand it, where you could have some sort of kitchen or some way to feed people once they came to the shelter, right?
Yeah, and we actually were not involved in the site selection. So the city of Wichita found that space and then have been contracting with Humankind to be the operator of that facility. So we were not involved in picking the site or anything like that.
Yeah.
But the facility has a really big community room. It has a big dining area. It has separate areas for sleeping. It has dedicated offices for partners. There is a kitchen there. We really rely on the support of volunteers to make that program and really all of our programs possible. And so we have volunteers in there every single day helping with breakfast, lunch, and dinner, as well as some other services.
So do folks have to wait for bad weather to go to that location?
And what's wonderful is it's open once we open up, which is typically the end of November sometime. We stay open 24/7, rain or shine, holiday, you name it. We'll be there through the end of March.
Okay. And then permanently, though, as I understand it, you're looking for a place. You've got a place downtown that you're looking at, or what's the future look like for that shelter?
You know, that's a great question. Mm. We are excited that last week we announced we are in the process of building a new shelter. That's a couple years down the road. There's a lot of exciting things happening with the City of Wichita and Humankind and other service providers. But we're committed to building a shelter down in our campus where we're located, where we're going to be able to really more effectively serve people. So I'm not sure, kind of like Operation Holiday, we'll go wherever there's a space available. It's kind of dependent on the City of Wichita. Like I said, it's their building, and we were just contracted to be the operator of the program. So they will have to, we'll just decide together where we're going to be next year.
I'd like to talk to you today about some of the other Humankind services or specifics, and if I may, I'd like to ask you about, tell me about community partners. What is that?
We know that we cannot tackle this issue on our own. This is not a Humankind issue. Homelessness, housing insecurity, and affordable housing are not topics that one nonprofit or agency can handle. One of our, core beliefs that Humankind is collaboration. It's one of our four values as an organization. And so we're really committed to that, whether that's working with other nonprofits like Substance Abuse Center Kansas or the VA, United Way, Open Door, Breakthrough Club, you name it. There's tons I could name. Or working with government officials at either the city, the county, or the state level, or the federal level. Or working with businesses to try and come up with a solution together. We are really committed to that. We have Hunter Health Clinic, which is an excellent nonprofit in our community providing health services at low or no cost. They have a satellite campus that's directly on our campus, and that's been an incredible partnership. They have a staff that come into our buildings almost daily providing free medical services. I mean, it's really at the center of our work is that we have to work with other people. We cannot do this critical community work by ourselves.
You mentioned the word values, and it brought it in my mind. Do you have a stated mission statement or something like that as far as Humankind is concerned?
Of course we have a mission statement.
Good. Do you know what it is?
Spot here. So we have four kind of core values that we believe in. They're obviously humanity, compassion, excellence, and collaboration. I kind of mentioned collaboration earlier.
Right.
And then our mission really is just focused on providing outreach, shelter, housing, basic needs, supportive services to people experiencing housing insecurity or poverty in Sedgwick County. And that's really at the center of our work. We recognize that every person has inherent value, and we serve our most vulnerable with compassion. And, you know, we're really just trying to lift up the entire community. I would say that's our mission in a nutshell.
Wow. So what is campus expansion?
That's kind of what I mentioned earlier. We are so excited. We've recently announced that we have been working behind the scenes for the last, 5-6 years to streamline and integrate all of our services. We want to serve more clients more effectively, more efficiently. We want to get people into housing. We're really trying to reach functional zero, which means that there's more people exiting homelessness than entering it on any given night. And that's sort of our goal. Yeah. We're going to be expanding and enhancing the programs we're already doing, which would be moving our year-round shelter, the Inn, down from Central and Broadway onto our main campus on Market. It'll mean expanding our emergency shelter to be year-round instead of just operating in the winter seasons. It'll be having more supportive services on site. I've kind of mentioned collaboration is huge at Humankind, and we're just going to really enhance that. We are really committed to this. We've been working on this in our strategic plan since 2018, and so just to see it come to life is really exciting.
All right. I had a misunderstanding because I looked at campus expansion, and my thought was, you mean they're expanding on a college campus? So,
No. We are not doing that. We're going to stay here in Midtown. We're committed to being right here.
You're talking about a campus like, as we define them in these days, like where your facilities are. And
that's exactly right. So we call it our campus in Midtown is where we actually have 10 facilities. People are sometimes surprised to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah. Are there any other programs or services we need to mention today, Greer?
We're really proud of the studios, which I don't think we've talked about very much.
Go ahead.
Do you mean to talk about it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. The studios is a one-of-a-kind facility located at Broadway and Topeka or thereabouts. It is a former hotel that was converted into studio apartments specifically designed for people who are homeless. We know that there's not only a lack of affordable housing, but a lack of accessible housing. There's often barriers to housing, like maybe someone has an eviction from 5 years ago, or they don't have an ID. Just different things that prevent people from being housed that we're trying to remove those barriers. So it's 54 studio apartment units, fully furnished units. They do charge rent because we view that as a very valuable life skill. But there's supportive services on site, case management, life skills classes. It's really just a great way for people who are experiencing homelessness to get back on their feet and then move on to other housing in the next couple of years.
Back to the shelter at 21st and Grove. That, as I understand it, is also a way, as people come in there, you can expose them to all the services that you can help them with. If they don't know about them, it's a good place for you to bring them in and tell them what's going on with you.
It's definitely an entry point. We want people to have access to every service that the community provides, not just Humankind, but all of our incredible community partners that we work with on a daily basis. We really are stronger when we come together.
I'm going to make a big guess here that volunteers are part of what you do.
Oh, my goodness. You are exactly right. We need hundreds, if not thousands, of volunteers. It's a great way to learn more about what's going on at Humankind, get involved. It doesn't take any money, just some time, and you really can make a big impact.
Yeah, again, repeat, if you will, your webpage and maybe a phone number if somebody wants to get in touch with you.
Yeah, please give us a call. 316-264-9303 is our administrative office number. That connects you with our whole team that can help get you where you need to be. And then our website is humankindwichita.org.
Greer, are you from around here? Is this your home?
It is. Born and raised.
Born and raised. Okay. So when you were a little kid growing up, did you ever think that you'd get into this kind of work? Or was there something else that you dreamed of being?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm not really sure. I'm really grateful to work here, and I don't know.
Okay.
I always wanted to be a school bus driver, so I didn't.
Well, there you go. There
true
you go.
Story.
So what do you think, for you personally, what's the best part of working at Humankind?
I love bringing different people together. It's really cool to see someone who maybe wasn't familiar with our services come in and then either donate their time, their talent, or their resources and make a big impact on the lives of someone that is really just having bad luck. I think it's incredible to see the community rally around people, and I'm just really grateful to get to work here.
Well, I was going to ask what's on the planning board, something like that, but it sounds to me like you have mentioned quite a number of things that that Humankind's going to be working on here.
We got to stay busy.
In 2024, it looks like you got a full load and there's plenty to do.
Absolutely, yeah. We're just we're excited about the future. It's going to be an exciting next couple of years at Humankind. So keep your eye out.
Okay. So, again, if you're looking for a volunteer or staff work, give them a call or contact Humankind because they're going to be there. I want to thank you for spending some time with us this morning. Over the years, it's been a pleasure to work with your organization and to get the word out on the things you do. And you're doing some great things in our community. And I think I speak for our entire community. Say thank you so much. You all are staying busy down there, and we like to see that, doing the work of basically helping out the homeless in our community. So homelessness is a big, big deal, big problem across the country, especially and even here in Wichita. And we appreciate all that you do. Again, I want to thank you, Greer, for taking some time to talk with us this morning. For the Issues Show.
Thank you so much.
Our guest, Humankind Ministries' Greer Cowley. And that's all for this edition of Issues 2023. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.